everybody. I'm Bruce Kyle. I'm an architect evangelist with Microsoft, and I'm here today with Dave White, who is the VP of Emerging Technologies at Quark. So, Dave, tell me a little bit about what product you moved to Azure and why.
So, Bruce, we launched a new product, a brand new initiative for Quark, a new product, new target market in 2009, called Quark Promote. And Quark Promote is a software as a service offering for small businesses to be able to do their marketing materials. Printed materials like business cards and letterhead, of course, but also brochures and menus. And the uniqueness of the solution are twofold, really. One is the ability to use very well-designed templates. Quark's, of course, known for its design software and Quark Express. But we create templates that we give away to the customers to be able to use, and those templates are all in theme packages. So you can get a letterhead and a brochure and a postcard that all look similar as if they're designed by, and they were, of course, designed by professional designers, but within the reach of a small business. And then they can use the software to add their own text, their own offerings, their own logos, their own pictures, or they can use what we offer out of the box. And that's a service that we're offering for free until they actually make an order, purchase a 50 or a 200 or 500 print run. And again, targeted at small businesses from, spas, automotive, accountants, lawn care systems, basically to solve the problem of small businesses being able to represent themselves as professional.
So I don't need a stamp. I don't need to stamp my flyer.
That's correct. So if you exactly. So if you're a local shop and you need to have a local address, you can add your local address in. If you've got three or four businesses in an area, you can customize each of them easily and make an order. And the other big difference for Quark Promote is that it offers the ability to use your local printer. So we have a network of neighborhood printers, we call them, folks like Franchise Services, Speedy, Alpha Graphics, and a number of Signal Graphics, a number of others that are located throughout the United States and reaching over into other areas in the world, North America and in Europe. So that offering we launched in 2009, and it's going very well. But we were running it on a typical hosted system service, but it was a pure Microsoft stack technology that, while some of the pieces were derived from Quark products, it's pretty much brand new technology. We'd watched Azure from the beginning, and as it got more robust and as SQL Azure came on board, decided that there was real advantage for us to be able to launch on Azure. And in January 2010, we actually brought the product out fully on Azure. Mm-hmm. The value to us is actually twofold. So the direct market to small businesses is one of our offerings of Quark Promote. Another offering is that we white label the product for other services who want to offer it to their customers. So, for example, we have a partner named Snap that is a very large printer, one of the dominant printers in Australia and in Ireland and a few other locations. And Snap now has Snap Promote. So it's a fully branded Snap product that we're actually hosting as a service on Microsoft Azure. So our ability to spin up new instances, change some, for example, one of the web roles that represent the brand and show off the templates that are specific to that region and target, makes it both cost-effective and rapid for us to do. So it was very easy for us to spin up new instances of that. And running an Azure, frankly, has provided us twofold. Maintenance is easier than what we had as an individual system. It's lower cost for us to maintain in terms of IT infrastructure. And even in the cost of just hosting. So it's about an order of magnitude cheaper for us. When we first got started at a small scale, we were running for a web box, a database box, an app box, and all the backups, about 10 grand a month. Mm-hmm. We're now, the equivalent at that stage of production would have been about $1,000 a month to run in Azure. So in terms of being able to spin up new customers, we don't incur heavy costs to spin up a new customer while they're trying to get their customer base started.
And by customer, you mean like a new tenant or a new...
A new small business, for example. So for us, a customer would be somebody like Snap or another printer or another a sales company of some sort that wants to deliver this service, and then they have end customers that would use the service. And all of us want to minimize our cost in that process. So it's very helpful in regards to being able to scale up quickly and to maintain costs when you're just initializing.
So you're a full multi-tenant system then?
Absolutely.
So what was that like going from a single tenant, each person or each company that you would do business with would have its own computer box. How did that switch? What was that like? How was that?
So the switch to so there are different layers of the application, right? So the web instance, for example, is not multi-tenant. Each one has its own web role, mainly because the geographies, for example, A4 print being standard in Europe and in Australia versus the US 8.5x11 standard, the types of templates and the imagery that's used is different by location, and certainly the branding for every customer is different. So those pieces are unique enough that it makes no sense to try to run on a single box. And also the scale at which the applications attach. But the back-end services, the thing that does, for example, conversion from our XAML-based templates into PDF to deliver to the printers, that's all multi-tenant and runs really as back-end services. And then we have, of course, integrations with other services like payment services and tax services that have to be used to do credit card processing and those sorts of things. And so the ability for us to set up a single backend instance and scale that as necessary for more processing, for example, if there's a heavy load due to seasonality in the ordering of brochures or coupons or postcards, like for the 4th of July or Easter's coming up, that's a really useful aspect of running that single instance or being able to scale that instance as opposed to having everybody having to scale their own box.
What was the toughest thing you guys ran into when you were moving from the hosted service into Azure?
Well, there weren't very many tough issues. The conversion, because we had built the application as a three-tier .NET architecture, there wasn't a lot of difficulty in moving the application over. The most difficult wasn't a technical one. It was IT acceptance of running systems on Azure, understanding what the security aspects are and understanding what their level of effort is going to be to maintain. If you're running a system on a third-party hosting service that's infrastructure-based, you know what you're getting. You know you're getting somebody that's watching that server that's going to maintain and alert you. They weren't sure what they were getting. So the engineering effort wasn't the challenge. The challenge was the IT management hurdle, and that was more of a learning model than it was a technological issue.
What would you tell somebody who wanted to get started with Windows Azure? What would the...
I would say look for companies who have done it and talk to them. There are a lot of resources now available. I personally believe, so we had some help from a partner, a Microsoft partner, Neudesic, helped us get over that first hurdle of porting and learning curve to help us move, for example, our SQL server technology into SQL Azure. That was, in terms of speed and confidence, allowed us to make more progress quickly and was well worth the money. And in fact, the money we spent on those consulting services, we made back in multiples in terms of the savings of once we got up in the instance. So getting external help from experts will accelerate your ability to succeed, without a doubt.
Cool. You have anything else you wanted to add? Or?
No, I would say top to bottom within Quark, we're extremely satisfied. And as we bring new customers on, they have the same sort of hurdles, IT hurdles, security questions. And as we satisfy those questions, we have nothing but a positive response. It's been very good, actually.
So thanks for being here today, Dave. We'll see you next time.